Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm John McClurg, owner of Fire and Light Originals. Running a successful business in Humboldt County requires hard work, creativity, and constant innovation. Being successful in life requires the same. Let's work together and encourage our children to follow their dreams and make a difference in our community. By working together with our children in schools, it can be done. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Herb Cain, the late columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, occasionally referred to his Friday piece as a Friday fish wrap. In other words, a collection of topics of interest. This is my version of the fish wrap. A well-respected breast cancer charity, the Susan B. Komen Foundation, announced it was ending its support for Planned Parenthood for breast exams for low-income women. It seemed a pure act of bowing to pressure from groups that don't like the fact that Planned Parenthood also engages in family planning, including abortions. The fact is that Planned Parenthood is a clinic involved in counseling and treating low-income women on a variety of health issues. Considering the state of health insurance availability in this country, this move is disappointing at best. At worst, it's political pressure of the lowest order. I've heard from many women, including my own daughter, that they will no longer support the Komen Foundation. It's a sad day when political views are so divisive that they even get in the way of basic social needs. On a very different topic, did you hear about the man shot by a park ranger with a stun gun for walking his lap dogs off leash? This seems to be a sign of the times we live in. We seem hell-bent on criminalizing everything. This man was in the wrong for a variety of things, but none of them reached the level of using potentially lethal force to stop him from leaving. This kind of abuse by those in positions of authority define our state of affairs. We have turned our back on common sense, civil discourse, and accepted the use of force beyond what is called for. The man was wrong for not following the rules, although there is some question about that. The park ranger was wrong for overreacting with a weapon. This was, after all, not about a crime of violence, but an opportunity for a teaching moment. I hope the Park Service takes a deep breath and remembers what its mission really is. Also in the Bay Area, another snapshot about things that need more attention than they get. BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, awarded a contract to build new rail cars to a foreign company. This is a kind of ongoing project that creates good jobs. Unfortunately, we don't seem to have the capacity to build these cars in our own country. If this is true, it demonstrates that we have somehow encouraged basic manufacturing to slip away from our shores. All countries should have the basic factories necessary to sustain themselves. Our tax laws are probably the best way to encourage this. That we as a country saved our automobile industry was critical to our nation's future. We need to do more to encourage retaining factories and the products and jobs that come with them. In my opinion, a strong middle class is key to our future success as individuals and as a nation. Finally, on the local front, I attended a meeting of the McKinleyville Community Services District Wednesday night. 40 or more people were there to support a skateboard park. The work done by private citizens to build a park is impressive, and I hope is met with cooperation by the board. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.